Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, June 1st, 2018, and I have four guests in the studio with me this morning to talk about Sitka Imagination Library and Sitka Emblem Club's event happening this weekend. I have Chris Washko, who's the chair of Sitka Imagination Library. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And I have Elizabeth Sutton, who's the president of Emblem Club. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
And I have Jill Kisaka and Jacob Kisaka. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
And we are talking about this event that's happening on Sunday. Can you tell me a little bit about the event, Chris?
Yeah, sure. We are hosting a All Hands on Deck, which is a pirate-themed party for our little ones. Largely based for kids 0 to 5, but older siblings are welcome to come too. It'll be story time and games, prizes, face painting and snacks. So it should be a really, really good time. It's free to the public, and it's at Sitka Elks Club on Sunday from 1 to 3.
Awesome. And Chris, can you tell us a little bit about who Sitka Imagination Library is?
Sure. Sitka Imagination Library is our local community-supported group that is enrolling local Sitka kids in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, where kids age birth to 5 receive a high-quality, age-appropriate book once a month in the mail until they hit age 5 and are ready to go to school. And the program is there to promote early literacy, books in the homes, and an interest and love for reading.
And Jacob, you are a graduate of this program, right? How does it feel to be a graduate?
Good.
Awesome. Do you remember any books that you read when you were in the program?
A lot.
A lot? Awesome. And what is the partnership between the Sitka Imagination Library and the Emblem Club?
Mm-hmm. Jill?
Oh, me? Hey. Well, the Emblem Club was a supporter of the original Sitka Imagination Library in Sitka. And literacy is one of our core programs, along with patriotism, scholarship, and drug awareness. Last year, Sitka Emblem Club had 52 different literacy projects. The Sitka Imagination Library program had, I think you said, actually come to a halt. It had kind of just...
Yeah, the enrollment was... The enrollment was frozen for a while because AEYC in Juneau was trying to support all of Southeast Alaska, but with a lot of just very Juneau-focused, you know, supporters.
So these folks here formed a group to have Imagination Library core group here in Sitka, and they needed matching funds. So they came to Emblem because we support literacy, and we had a book basket dinner and auction last December and raised some funds for them, and they were able to kick back up and start back up and really boost up enrollment, right? What's your enrollment now?
Yeah, we opened in October. We opened enrollment again for new kids, and we started at 59, and we are currently at 186 with 19 who've aged out since we opened, so... It's growing, and we just want to get the word out that please enroll your kids. Search is enrolling every baby that seems to be born over there, which is really nice to see. So grandkids, your nieces, nephews, anyone you can think of, we're open for enrollment.
And so this weekend, the event is happening at the Elks Lodge with the support of the Emblem Club. And just a little plug here, we are going to have next December we'll have a second annual book basket dinner and auction to support Imagination Library here in Sitka. And so come one, come all, they're a lot of fun.
And Jill, how did you specifically find out about this program?
Well, when I had my oldest son, Jacob, who's here with me today, about 5.5 years ago, there was an enrollment form in the newborn baby packet that I got at the hospital. And so I filled it out and just mailed it in with everything else. And a few months later, he started getting books in the mail. And for the first 2 years, I thought, oh, that was so nice of Dolly to send my son these books every month. And then when I had my second son, I also filled out the same registration form, and he never got books. And that's when I realized that they were not actively enrolling kids in Sitka anymore. And that's when I started getting involved with the program. And so... when we formed the board that we have now, 75% of us had kids that were in the program. We all had three-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And now all of those three-year-olds are five, mm-hmm. and but we've still stuck with the board and been able to enroll so many more kids, and we just love being able to provide that many books for kids every month.
And why is it important to you to be a part of this program, to have your kids enrolled in this program?
Well, early literacy is so important, and for so many different reasons. And studies have shown that even just having books in the home increases the children's performance later in school. And the books that we have gotten through the Imagination Library are so, they're so different than, some of them are classic books, you know, that lots of families have, but a lot of them are books that I would never have chosen either to buy or check out at the library. We go to the library at least weekly, and we have lots of books in our home, but the books that are sent through the Imagination Library are chosen by early literacy specialists, and there's really a lot of great selections. We've gotten 60 just for Jacob in the 5 years that he was enrolled.
And then you get to keep these books, right? And,
yes.
And have them in your home.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And Chris, you are also a father, correct? Mm-hmm. And how? Why is this important to you?
Well, my son Declan just aged out of the program as well. And we were up in Valdez, and he was enrolled before birth in the mm-hmm. program. And then I was actively encouraged to get onto the board. And we just had a really good time. So when we moved down here about 4 years ago, I said, hey, I'm ready to transfer my kid into the Sick Imagination Library because this community is twice the size. And there wasn't one. So we were really thrilled to find out about babies and books and spent a lot of time at the library and the wonderful programming that was already going on. And we just checked into, I just checked into who else might be interested in kind of getting this started up so that the books are going out into the homes as well. And found some folks and then found a fiscal sponsor with the Emblem Club, who's our regular supporter. So, it's working, it's going well, so.
And is there something is there anything specific that you kind of want Sitka families and parents to know about the program?
Just that it's there, it's available, it's free, it'll never be a cost to the families. That's what we find local champions and sponsors for. It does cost $30 a year per child. These are wonderfully negotiated rates on this massive scale, right, done by the Dollywood Foundation. So we just want to get books in the home. And, you know, I've been involved in the foster care system, and I do realize that really it's hard for folks. Not everybody does have books in the home. This is one way for educators to have picked out books. They put tips for how you can engage with your child in the back of the book, and send them to your home, where the child gets to start having a relationship with books, reading, and early language development. And I would hope our community would take advantage of this, as well as babies and books and the amazing children's programming that our library does in this town.
And you mentioned earlier that they enroll people at Edgecombe Hospital, but what are the other like ways? Is there a website, or how do parents get more information or get enrolled?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there is a Sitka Imagination Library Facebook page you can find us on, and Jill posts a lot of updates and information on there.
The link is on that. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can, at the pinned post is the link to go and register.
Yeah. There's an email you can do, and then request an enrollment form, and then most of the preschools in town and Center for Community and some other places have enrollment forms.
And I hear that there will be games at this event this weekend. Yeah, Jacob, do you remember any of the games that are going to be there?
Nope, I haven't been there.
You haven't been there? I heard your mom was saying that you were excited about some games. Do you like games? Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything else you're excited about for the event?
No.
Snacks?
Yeah.
Snacks. Snacks and games and story time. Is the book picked out for the event?
We have a few books chosen so far.
And are those books that are part of this program?
Not all of them, no. So we've just sourced some different pirate-themed books to go along with our event.
I saw a few of the decorations, and boy, I was thrilled.
Wonderful. Is there anything else any of you would like to add today?
No. I will add that the next project for the Emblem Club is a treehouse lending library on the corner of the Elks parking lot. Oh. So can't wait to see that happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for being here. If you're just joining us, I have Chris Washko, Elizabeth Sutton, Jill, and Jacob Kisaka in the studio with me. And we are talking about the Sitka Imagination Library and Sitka Emblem Club event happening this Sunday. It's All Hands on Deck, a pirate-themed event for families with children ages 0 to 5. And this is story time, carnival games, prizes, snacks, face painting, and more. So thank you all so much for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.